If I may, I would like to begin this homily by asking the following set of questions. What kind of reaction do I have when I witness someone else's faults or shortcomings? Do I care enough about this person to reach out in private and say, "Hey, I believe what you are doing is not right, and it might lead you to places where you might end up suffering in the future"? Do I take that route, or do I choose instead the way of judgment? What about when it's not just that people's behavior is annoying, but that their behavior is really annoying me or affecting me? What is my reaction then? Do I still will their good? Do I choose to make peace, or rather to condemn? As we answer these questions for ourselves, I invite us to take a look at the Lord's own response to our faults and shortcomings and see what we can learn from him. First, we notice in Scripture that the Lord certainly cares and reaches out. As a father, of course, he cares enough and asks messengers to reach out on his behalf and to invite people to change their ways. He said to Ezekiel in the first reading, "When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me." Also, we know from a couple of verses in the same chapter in Ezekiel that he not only cares and reaches out, but also that he takes no pleasure whatsoever in the death of the wicked. The Lord says, "As I live, I swear, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live." If I may again, I invite you to imagine the times that you have been hurt by others. Did we still wish them the best? Maybe yes. Did we still pray that they would change their ways and live, and that God would make them happy? Maybe yes. Whatever path we have taken this far, it is important that we revisit the way we react to people's evident weaknesses. Again, do I reach out to them and make them aware in all kindness and with all respect of the things I have noticed? Do I wish this person that hurt me in the past, do I wish him or her that they may live? Or do I wish them poorly? Do I care enough to hope for the best by walking with this person down the path of healing and reconciliation? Or do I just give up on this person? This is where the rubber meets the road, brothers and sisters. This is where what we believe becomes reality, and what we profess here in church transforms who we are and the way we behave out there. Yes, even to those who have sinned against us, who have hurt us and made us suffer, to those we must reach out, to those we must wish well. Truly, here we understand the Lord when he says, "Without me, you can do nothing." Because only with his grace and help, we can accomplish these deeds which go beyond what we might be capable of doing. Now, there's another part here that's also important to mention. When someone reaches out to me in charity to help me grow, the Lord invites us to listen well in all humility. The psalm for today asked us, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." So in that sense, we could also ask ourselves, do I welcome feedback when it's given to me in all charity? Or do I become defensive and see the other rather as a threat? In a few moments, we will receive the Eucharist, which is God himself in the form of bread and wine. He continues reaching out from that altar, willing to enter into our hearts to bring life. May we too make the effort to reach out to others, especially those who have hurt us in the past. And may we also will their good and will that they may have life in abundance.